Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Wednesday, October 26, 2011.
We are back from London, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Episode 7.28, the Week 7 recap show.
Yes, sir.
Post-London show.
And let me tell you, for the first
feeling
time...
Feeling kind of knackered show.
Steven, though, in all fairness, for the first time ever, I think this is the best we've ever sounded coming out of the UK.
Probably.
Okay, this will be the it doesn't sound like we're drunk show, if you ask me.
We did a show our very first time over there. We did a show really? From London.
Yeah.
And it was okay, other than I had some fake British accent.
Yeah, which hopefully that's gone away, because that was with you yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
A little bit on the flight. But, and then the next year we tried very hard to do one right after we got home. And that was probably the worst show we've ever done.
I don't know if it was the worst show we've ever done, but it was pretty bad.
We were falling asleep in the middle.
Were.
If somebody would start talking, the other guy would just like start nodding off. And we feel really good right now. We got a good night's sleep. We're figuring out how to do all this. We've got the entire week 8 of the NFL season to bring up with you eventually tomorrow.
Eventually. Yeah,
but
we'll
first
get to that
off, we're going
to
knock off week 7 and what happened.
We
a lot
will
of the
talk
games we
about
missed.
Games.
One game we missed, we're so glad we missed.
Absolutely. It's the first time in the history ever that I'm happy we didn't see Monday Night Football.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
It is, and we did, and we are.
Okay.
It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis bringing American football to the world.
We just did that.
It
yes.
is us.
Yes.
We did our thing.
Yes.
And now we're here bringing American football. We did it.
Well, we're back in the rave cave, and that's always a good thing.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place
we do
like
need
home.
To, we need to
resequence the helmets.
We most definitely get the Redskins out of first place.
That would make Steven
I'm
happy.
I'm glad you had your time there, and I hope you're happy, but you're not seeing that anymore.
Attention, John Beck. It's not working out.
But let's get to some news briefly. We're just going to run right
news
through
blitz.
These. We got to get to the game. But Jeffrey threw some back channels, kind of like some secret Batman, Batcave, Bat channels.
Uh-huh.
The Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen
right,
Ross.
Right, right.
Has contact. Well, they've... Okay, how about this? Some people for Stephen Ross have contacted some people who work with or around Bill Cowher to try to talk to him if he would be interested about coaching the Dolphins.
The reason they're doing it so surreptitiously is because they do not want...
The Jim Harbaugh thing all over.
They don't want that all over again, and they don't want to cut off, their head coach, Tony Sperano.
But they should. They should.
But they don't want to. They don't want to hurt his feelings.
You're 0-6, 0-7, whatever. You were up 15-0. Then you came back and you lost to Tim Tebow. After making Tebow look awful, you made him the savior once again.
Tim Tebow did what he did.
All in the same game.
Win, Steven. That's all the kid does is win.
All in the same game. The Miami Dolphins had that game in the bag. Can't believe you can't recover a stupid onside kick. But we'll get to that game in a moment. Then all you do, Jeffrey, is you say, Tony, see ya. Wouldn't want to be you. You let him go. You bring in an interim head coach.
Tony,
you make the offensive coordinator the interim head coach. And then you can go out and talk to the Cowers of the world and the Grudens of the world. Well, not Gruden, because he just got a 5-year contract extension.
Yeah, no, but supposedly
that's
not the end
of it. But you go and you talk to these people, and you don't seem all slimy and awkward and stuff. You just... Do it. You say, latest Sperano, you're not our guy. And then you can legitimately go out there and find the head coach that you want. That's how you should do it. Be a man. Cajones. Cajones up. That's the new phrase from Steven Rand. Cajones up.
I understand. And the fact is they haven't demonstrated the ability to do that ever. And I don't know what makes you think that they're going to start being able to do that right now.
I'm not saying that they can. I'm just saying they
should.
It's not
going to happen.
Say they should.
The Miami Dolphins are perfectly suited and placed for, and I'm sorry to Chaz and Alistair. However, look, you're the worst team in the NFL.
Alan Charlie.
Your team is the worst team in the NFL.
Talk about two very nice folks who
they wore they were their so sad. They wore their Miami Dolphins gear with yes, pride.
They did.
They and said, "I'm not going to hide the fact that I support the worst team in the NFL."
So it come out after the football game, right after the Wembley game.
I know. I can't believe.
And they're there, kind of waiting them. To kind of say goodbye to us and stuff. And I was kind of cool. All right, and ever good. So I'm like, oh, and the minute I saw them wearing their Dolphins gear, I was like,
oh, you don't know what happened.
They still kind of looked really happy.
They didn't and I'm know. Like, they were up 15-0 last thing.
I'm like, oh, man, y'all don't know. And she's like, what? And I'm like,
yeah,
you see
that lead you had? What happened?
You were up 15-0.
But see, what happened was Tim Tebow's a winner. And see, she's you're on the worst team in the NFL.
She's like, no, come on. I'm like, well, at the very least, at that moment, I was like, at the very least, I know that they did come back to tie it. It's 15-15 there in overtime. She's like, no. And then I go in to get my suit and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the score flashes, final 18-15 overtime. And then I come back out of there, get out of getting my suit and stuff. And I'm like, L, they lost. It's over. It's it was horrible. I feel bad
for
Dolphins fans.
How do you tell a guy that kind of news? Your team just blows.
Your team blew a 15-point lead with 2 minutes 45 seconds to go.
Your team blew a 24-point lead.
With 2 minutes 15 seconds to go?
No, but it was – well, what was worse is for them to be the Miami Dolphins. I put in my powerful rankings this week as they now stand at 0-6. I thought it was immoral to kill Dolphins. Guess not. I'll go to SeaWorld instead of the tattoo joke that's becoming a running joke, Steven. I will go to SeaWorld if they win a game this season.
Is that it?
Well, I'm running out of room on my butt for tattoos.
You're supposed to have a Bengals one.
And a Bills one.
A Bills one and a Lions one.
Right.
You have
and I'm
three
running
tattoos.
Out of room. I don't have a butt, really. My butt's kind of flat-ish.
I don't ever look at it, but
I
okay.
don't. I don't. I All don't right. have much of my buttocks, right. which is weird. If I could shift some weight around, I could actually probably look okay.
Yeah.
But I don't. So since I don't have any room, I will go to SeaWorld.
You will
and
go to
look
SeaWorld.
At Dolphins.
You won't get a
I will
tattoo
go look at
of
Dolphins.
A Dolphins. If they win a single game?
I'm running out. Yeah,
multiple
just
games.
One game. One game.
They're going to win one game. They're not going 0-16.
Bull crikey, Steven.
Okay, they're bull
they're
crikey.
Not
I don't
going
know what
to
bull
win.
Crikey is.
I just made it up.
Speaking because, of bull crikey.
Yeah.
T.O.'s back in the news.
did you miss him, folks? Did you miss him?
T.O.'s back in the news, and he had a little workout yesterday.
We would have been there, but we were flying in an airplane, man.
We were flying back from London. But
I
it turns
out. I
pulled
out my binoculars and looked over the window.
The only people that were there were media.
We would have been there.
No team showed up for his workout. I think it's a good thing. I think if you're a team and you're even remotely interested in T.O.
Probably best.
It's probably best you don't show up.
It's either a lot of people need to show up or nobody needs to show up.
Like there's a whole bunch of teams that show a center representative or nobody shows up. Yep. And I think if you're interested in T.O., you're still going to see the tape and you're going to hear everything and see how he did. But if you send somebody there, then – all the questions come. Then as the coach starts getting asked, are you going to sign T.O.? Then all the players, how would you want T.O. in the locker room? And you create a little circus around your team.
Steve, what happens is what happens when T.O.'s on your team. Okay? It's like, and he's not even on your team.
Exactly.
All you did was you had a scout fly out to L.A. That's all you did, and you've just created the circus that is Terrell Owens.
Yeah. So,
and look, and again, in all defense of Terrell, what has he done to create a circus the last 2 years, Steven?
Not much.
Thank you. He was on some pretty bad teams and nearly got 1,000 yards, when he was in Buffalo.
He backed up
in Cincinnati.
The T.O. show with Chad Ochocinco.
Okay, fine. That wasn't during the season.
No.
And so it's honestly, what has he done the last 2 years to be this circus that everybody associates with him that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah.
That is my concern. Because when I looked at the film from yesterday, from him working out in, I think it was Santa Clarita, he was working out down here in the highlands of L.A. And he was obviously a physical specimen. He will always be a physical specimen.
Uh-huh.
Michelangelo's David, T.O., yeah, it's a push. He's
I'll
ripped.
Tell you what. If I could even be in like one,
oh my God,
880th,
I would want one arm just to look like him.
Of how he looks. Man, he looked pretty good. Drew Rosenhaus has come out that no teams.
But did Drew show
up? Yes.
Okay, that's good. When your agent shows up,
that's
best.
Rosenhaus says that no teams have called him regarding
Well, I'm glad he's at least being honest about that.
Yeah.
Because according to the ESPN story I'm looking at, Drew Rosenhaus says that the drills created a buzz.
Uh-huh.
And that is very different than teams contacting you. It did create a buzz because it was the lead item on the news.
Right.
And I mean, we're talking about it.
And that's always good, right?
And we're not going to humnumba the guy because he's trying to make a comeback.
Yes,
you
he
know?
Is.
He's just coming off of injury.
Well, Jeffrey, what we do have, and we haven't had for a while, and I'm actually trying to find it on my card.
I can get old boy you if you want.
Yes,
is that
there
what you
it
want?
Is. I got it.
Okay.
Just a good old boy. There it is.
And never meaning no harm.
He never means no harm.
No, not really.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born. Vikings cornerback Chris Cook was arrested.
This was a bad one. I don't even want a good
old
boy.
You don't want to talk, but
no,
it's
I'm
bad.
I'm just saying. No, we have to talk
because
about
Because he got arrested.
It. But the good old boy song's kind of fun.
Yeah.
We save that for drunkenness and things. Not people trying to murder someone.
Yes, he was arrested for domestic assault.
Strangling his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And leaving blood marks. Okay, that's violent, Steven. When you kill somebody with your car and you're drunk, that's violent too. But that wasn't your intention. When you strangle someone, frequently it's your intention to harm them. Have you not found that, Steve, with strangulation?
I've never tried to strangle
Me either,
anyone.
But if you imagine, just, you know, play with it a little bit.
I've
Wouldn't
got the
think?
Actual report here from the,
police the report?
Hennepin County in Minnesota.
See, Hennepin County.
I've got
County.
The booking number, and it's basically a domestic assault, attempt, and infliction of bodily harm on another. And then the second entry was assault by strangulation.
So, needless to say, the Vikings have cut him immediately and said, "We're done with you."
Yes, the complaint was amended, formally charged, and a bond.
What was it? How was it amended? How was it amended?
Because the first entry was that it was an attempt to inflict bodily harm, and then the second it was amended to include by strangulation.
So they have a statutory clause in Minnesota that says strangulation is worse than me just beating the crap out of you or something? Those are special circumstances
that
give you an extra year in jail?
That did basically jump his bond.
Steven, why is it that we can even talk like this about knowing what amended things are and how it might actually increase your bail possibilities and how much it might add to your prison term? Guys,
horrible.
Stop acting like this.
It's just bad. I don't even know. Maybe I just don't have a violent bone in my body.
You do.
Okay, I do.
It's your femur.
But the thing is,
see, for most people, it's their tibia. And yours is your femur.
Mine is my femur. Is that why? So that's not why.
That's
it's
the problem.
Calm.
It's different, but it's there.
The thing is, you have to go. I guess there's levels. People have levels, I guess, of intensity.
Sure. Absolutely.
My level, I mean, it's off the charts. I would think you have to do something
to provoke violence.
Really evil to a family member.
Sure.
Or to
Usually
me.
A good start.
For me to probably even think about, you know what? I'm going to strangle you right now.
Yeah, see, I like hitting. I'll just be honest. I get a weird little joy out of it. I've been in my share of fights over the years.
Yes.
Not recently, but when I was a young lad.
Yes.
I was a troubled lad. I'll admit it. And there's a slight pleasure that comes from hitting. But strangulation, that's a dark place. I haven't been, you know, I did attempt to drown Mark when I was 10. I did. So that's not strangulation.
That's
suffocation.
Your brother.
It was. And he frankly pissed me off. I mean, beyond what generally kids do. And, you know, Mark doesn't remember anything about it. Thank God. But, you know, he acknowledges that it probably happened.
Yeah.
But when when someone tries to kill you, you tend to block those things out of your mind.
Yeah.
And when you're brothers and stuff, yeah, it takes that special family quality, I suspect. But strangulation, seriously?
Yeah.
That's dark. That's dark. Anyways.
And here's my thing, too. And then it's your girlfriend.
Well,
it's your girlfriend. Now, I know girls. Now, women out there that
girls
y'all listening.
Just want to have fun.
You may not listen to this part. But girls can do some stupid shit. I understand that.
You just said that word?
I did. Did I? We don't say that word?
The S word? No,
yes.
No.
We've never said it on the show.
We've been saying it so much around fans in London that it didn't occur to you because we haven't recorded a podcast
in four or five days.
In
a while.
And you're a little tired. Okay, well, I'll give you that. And guys do some stupid stuff, like say words that they shouldn't say.
Yes.
So anyways.
But to get to the point where you decide she's my girlfriend, I'm going to strangle her. Okay. Anyways, he is.
There's a time that you walk away from conflict, friends.
I like the fact that the Minnesota Vikings just stepped up and said, look, we're not. It isn't even going to get to the league.
Okay.
We're not even going to wait for a commissioner to step into this.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, the Vikings are
Do
trying to get a stadium.
Do count that as a win for them, being 1-6? Could they go to 2-6 with this?
Hey, man, they look pretty good this week against the Packers. We'll get to that in a minute.
You know what? The game wasn't nearly as close. It was.
What?
The Packers, Stevie, the Packers just hang in there. They just kind of hang around. Remember
they
the game
took
against the Falcons?
33-17 lead and let the
they
Vikings.
They were doing what the Cowboys should have done. They were running out the clock, literally running out the clock. And the other team got close, but you know what? They didn't even come close enough. That's how you put away a team. You just start grinding it out on the ground.
One more little piece of news. Philadelphia Eagles backup quarterback Vince Young is being sued by a Dallas strip club manager that Vince Young punched last year.
That same guy?
Yeah, well, you know why he
punched?
You know why Vince Young punched him?
Yes.
Why?
Because he did the hook 'em horn sign upside down or
something.
No,
that's a different one. That's like from years ago. This was last year.
So this
year.
Is somebody new that he's punching at
new.
A strip
yes.
club for doing something else.
Yeah.
Vince, come on, man.
I know, man. And here's the report. The guy, his name is Creighton Kitchen. That's an interesting name. Creighton Kitchen. Kitchen says that he was the manager at Club Onyx, a strip club in Dallas.
Do you know the Club Onyx?
No,
okay.
I do not know it. And he said he refused to give Vince Young 8,000 single dollar bills from a credit card. So Vince Young gave him his credit card and said, give me $8,000 in ones.
Well, okay, so I'm about to have myself a great
time
at a strip club.
Yes.
So much so that I need 8,000. First of all, having never stuck a monetary
dollar?
Unit
yes.
near a girl.
Yes.
Never participated in that fashion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've never been in a strip club. I've been in a few. However, I've never participated in that fashion because that cross is a line that I just won't cross.
Yes.
Which is my being there is bordering on crossing the line, but it's usually it's a guy's bachelor party, and
right.
I'm not going to be the guy who says, yeah, I don't go to strip clubs.
Right.
So those are the circumstances, and I usually sit in the back, sip on a drink, wait for all the guys to be done, and then I leave.
Okay.
That's my way of just participating within my boundaries.
All right.
So I would have thought that if you're going to be putting money like you do in the little girl's G-string kind of thing,
yes.
that you do more than a dollar. Do you? Is it just a buck?
The
monetary unit I would think would be a five spot would be where you start.
From my being a DJ at one of these clubs,
yes, you know protocol, and you've known many of these young ladies. I've only known one or two.
Just go up to the stage,
right.
where she's up on stage.
She can't tell what you're putting. She's not going to look down to see what it is because that's poor form.
Usually, the way it
works dollar.
Is if she's up on stage,
right.
for everybody to see,
right.
and you go up to the stage to give her. You can give her much
can
more
I give
than
her
a
nickel?
Dollar. No, it has to be a dollar.
Can
to
I
be
get
a
some
bill.
Double-sided tape and just stick a nickel to her thigh?
No, it has to be in the form of paper money.
Okay.
And it can't be Monopoly money, Jeffrey. It has to be legal.
Who says?
US,
I mean, clearly
US
she's not looking at
currency.
She'll take a buck.
And you do bucks when they're up on the stage.
Okay.
Now, if they come to you and give you a personal dance, which is a lap dance,
right.
yeah, that is not a dollar. That's
okay, what
more.
If she comes up to you for special? So I've seen enough movies to
yes.
know that while everyone oogles from the stage floor,
yes,
so the girl will come up and sometimes do special
give
show,
you
a special
personal?
Show
yes.
from the stage still.
But just
and
like
you'll
for
still
your table,
put that little dollar in. No.
That's still dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good well-spent buck. I'm just saying.
That's his all. His all. That's a good well-spent buck. Well, it's a little
weird. It's immoral, but it's a little weird, you know, that, for a dollar. I mean, hell, what can you get for a dollar nowadays?
It's a little weird that Vince Young.
I think the problem here is that the owner was afraid. Let's say I could find 8,000 $1 bills. What was the last time a guy had far too many bills in his possession?
Adam Pac-Man Jones?
He threw them all up in the air.
Yes, we don't want that to happen here.
I got the Pac-Man.
We don't need a Pac-Man Jones situation.
Well, 8,000 bills, at some point, I don't even know how you hold 8,000 bills.
But once again, we come to the Jeffrey. Is that why you punch somebody? No, Jeffrey, this is what we come to again. Is that cause to punch somebody in the face? He doesn't want to give you $8,000 in one.
He doesn't have 8,000 singles.
First of all, yes.
That's a lot.
And you want to punch him in the face for that?
And I got to give a hat tip to Tony Siragusa, who won $5,000 at the little company party. He had $150,000 notes.
He was probably
50,000 pound notes. It was ridiculous.
He was probably betting a little more than you were.
I know he was wagering more than I was.
Playing 10-pound hands?
They don't have 10-pound hands.
25-pound
hands?
Yeah,
25-pound hands. I wasn't there very long.
Yeah.
But I got to hang out with some of the Bears, and that was really cool.
Yeah, that was.
That was very cool. But Tony Siragusa, congratulations.
For those of you wondering where Steven Miranda was.
He was a good boy.
I did not attend the play.
Playboy?
Playboy Club? I'm sorry.
Look, I don't pick these venues.
Yeah, you don't. We don't. Yeah, just before anybody else says, oh, man, these guys are living hard. Well, going to the Playboy Club for a party. We don't pick where the parties are.
And by the way, just we're family guys.
Yeah, we are. And that's, you know what? So, one of the things was I was so tired. I was literally.
You got up for the freaking flag football game.
I was at the stadium at 11 a.m.
Yep.
The game did not start till 6 p.m. I did the whole tailgate experience. I went through all the pictures, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
No Arizona Cardinal.
Oh, where were you, Arizona?
No Arizona Cardinal.
Where you
fan.
At, Cardinal?
I got multiples of every single team. I got no Arizona Cardinal. I'm really bummed about that. But anyways, so I did all of that. And finally, like, my leg was just saying, you cannot stand anymore. You cannot walk anymore. You are just going to lay in bed. Now, I didn't listen to my leg. I wound up going to the sport cafe. Well, I was going
to
hang out with Nacho, but then he was gone.
You could have come to my party.
As I was walking there, I did realize, you know what, I did say, Eden, save a table for us. I thought it was going to be bad if we didn't kind of at least come to the table and make an appearance. So,
and then Ian wasn't there either.
And then I just freaking took a taxi home, and then I was done. And I got there just a little bit before you. And then literally Monday, I told Jeff, I don't want to walk anywhere. I don't want to be anywhere where I have to stand for more than five minutes.
And so you went up to Hamley's and you went to a toy store.
Well, that was for the girls, and that was awesome.
See, this is my point, Steven. You're inconsistent. I leave the hotel room to go make a guest appearance at this party.
Yes.
I had a very specific goal in mind. I went back to the hotel, changed, put on dry clothing.
Yes.
Because I get a little damp.
You did.
And worked up just walking around, just getting kind of sweaty, covering all this turf. So I wanted a dry shirt on, and change clothes was because we've made the mistake of going to these parties before and being the first ones there.
Right.
And that's really miserable.
Yes.
Again, we don't know how these fancy parties work. We're not fancy party people.
Right.
So this year was, I'll be damned, I'm going to be the first one there. So I wasn't. Got there about midnight. Went, found the boss, said hi. Thanks for inviting me to the party. He didn't ask where you were. He just assumed that you were kind of around, you know, which was perfect.
Right.
I was afraid someone was going to say, where's Steven? And then I'd have to make up a lie, probably.
Right. You couldn't just say
he's back at the hotel in bed.
He crashed.
Well, our party last night went till 3:30 in the morning, and we're still getting over that since we had game day today.
Yes.
No, I would have made up. Oh, he's here somewhere.
You see,
probably.
What happened was this girl.
This is the boss, Steven. Yeah. You don't just tell the boss that Steven blew off his party.
Right. You don't do that.
No. So, you know.
I'm glad he didn't ask.
He never did. Thank God. So, and then I went, and he says, oh, by the way, Jay Cutler's over there if you want to have a chat with him.
And did he talk just like that, too?
Of course he did. It's Carl. Okay. And so, you know, I went to the bar and I got a drink and I went over and I chatted with Cutler for a little bit. And he likes vodka tonic too.
Okay.
Which is my drink of choice.
Yes.
So he and I are simpatico.
With vodka tonic.
Yeah.
Are you simpatico in other areas of life?
Not yet.
Okay.
Having spent a week trying, not a week, they weren't there that long, but, you know, 4 days.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I did see a picture of all of the people in attendance at that club.
The shindig, yeah.
Yes.
I was very relieved. So I was ready to leave, and then I went upstairs and found the casino, and yes. I was like, hey, this is cool. I like casinos. I'll never lie about that. See, this is how you know you're getting the truth from me, because I'm not saying I'm some saint.
Right.
I don't do anything that people would ever consider wrong. No, there's things I love to play cards. Love to have a drink. Love to have too many to drink. Not all the time. Yeah. Occasionally.
Jeff did almost fall in the room.
Twice. I didn't fall in the room.
Almost. Twice.
I did not. Dude. Oh, getting up. That was going to the bathroom because you left a bag in the middle of the floor.
That was before the bag.
Okay, but you're going to count that too, probably. That wasn't because I'd had too much to drink. It's because it was really late. I was very tired.
Okay.
Anyway, the only time I really thought I was going to fall walking home was on the way to get the taxi. And who was the Australian gentleman that accompanied us to get a taxi to make sure we got home safely? He was so cool.
It was not Australian.
He wasn't?
No.
He was an Englishman?
Scotman.
A Scottishman.
He was Scottishman.
Okay.
He was from Scotland, yes.
Anyways, I want a hat tip to him. Because it was nice to have somebody at that hour of the day making sure we got in a cab safely.
Yeah.
It's not that we were so messed up that we couldn't have, but it's just the more people you have, the better.
I was actually quite shocked that the taxi cab man actually took us. Well, so we were right around the corner.
We were, but Steven, this is the thing. Yeah. And I read this on the kind of travel information for the country.
Yes.
If you're going to get a cab after, say, 2 a.m.
Yes.
Make sure you look completely sober, or they just won't even. They'll just blow right by.
Right.
So I just pulled it all together and did my little arm straight out, hand straight up. Then from there, to point, hey, I need a cab now. I need you, which drunk guys can't do that.
Yeah.
And so he stopped. That's one of the reasons he stopped for us. He's like, clearly these guys have got their crap together. They're right. Not going to mess up my cab or anything. As Mike the cabbie told us, take it to that special cabbie car wash.
Yes.
My gosh, the stories we have to tell. But we've got games to get to.
We do have games to get to. We've been having fun.
I hope
fun
you appreciate
with these,
the remembrances.
The NFL.
And this all starts because of Vince Young wanting $8,001 bills.
That's just pretty
silly,
crazy.
Boy.
But let's start with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. Now, this is a game that last minute I changed. I flopped on. We both originally had the Lions. I made official pick change, went over to the Falcons. And I'm kind of glad I did.
Yeah, because what happened? Detroit, come on. Detroit, you're starting to look like Detroit. Atlanta, you're starting to look like Atlanta.
Atlanta improves.
They're frustrated me.
Do they? Atlanta improves to 4-3 while the Lions fall to 5-2. And I do believe it is kind of time that the Lions not hit the panic button.
I think it would be way too early to hit any kind of panic button, Steven.
But
seriously,
it is possible that they may start hitting a
warning
button,
okay,
if you will.
Okay.
We were 5-0. Everybody was singing our praises. We're doing pretty good. We had a little strut.
Then
we had that little incident with the San Francisco 49ers. And now the Atlanta Falcons. And now we're 5-2.
Now, the 49ers game, if I'm not mistaken, that was in Detroit.
I was in Detroit.
This is in Detroit. You've lost back-to-back games at home.
I'm just saying.
Is all.
Yes.
And there's some trouble there in D-Town, and they better get their ship right. Because
now, Atlanta
that's not
Falcons,
the kind of thing that
after
happen.
The game, saying that Dominican Sue and Avril were kind of making fun of Matt Ryan as he writhed in pain on the ground. Now,
all
you
we
saw
can say is
injury.
we hope that this isn't true. The story that's come out, and it's getting a lot of play here, is that Ndamukong Suh and his buddy were some sort of taunting gesture and trying to pull
card.
Kind of a Nelson. And I just I cannot believe that in the NFL, given what we saw in the film, we saw the replay immediately on, I actually had Red Zone Channel running on my laptop there in the press box at Wembley, and we saw the play happen live, and I actually yelled out from the press box, which you don't not allowed to do, and all the reporters looked down, and I said, I swear it looks like that that Matt Ryan has just broken his ankle.
Yes, yes. Yes, you did announce it to the whole world.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. That's exactly what it looked like.
Well, is this kind of like, because, okay, I don't know of the history between the Lions and the Falcons. It doesn't seem like those two teams hate each other.
Doesn't seem like they have much in common.
But because when I heard the report, it reminded me of the Karate Kid. And remember the Cobra Kai?
Sweep
the
his
Johnny?
Leg. Sweep his leg.
Get him a body bag.
Sweep his leg.
Exactly. And they were always taunting them as they were, you know, as he's lying on the floor there and they're giving the taunts. Yeah, they were jerks. And in the movie, that you want them to be the jerks and you want the audience to hate them.
Yeah.
Is that what the Lions want? They want us to hate them?
I don't. And Dominican,
if they're doing this, they are telling us, hate us.
And to Mr. Sue, and he's going to be Mr. Sue for a while because Indomican is how you refer to a friend.
Yeah.
Mr. Sue, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I need to find out if you're committed to being perceived as kind of the Raiders 1980s, where I just punch people in the mouth and go, F you. I don't care how you feel about it. In fact, if it offends you, then F you again.
Yeah.
If that's really the guy that you want to be.
There are some, in the history of sports, there are some, in the history of the NFL, some mean old football players.
And when you hear mean Joe Green, he's not one of them.
Deacon Jones. I remember Deacon Jones.
I was a Rams fan, dude.
Who would say, you know, I want to rip his head off. Yeah. I want to kill him. Yeah. But at least he's being honest with it.
Yeah.
He was telling you, I want to be hated. I want to kill you.
Yeah.
I want to eat your children in the middle of the night.
We haven't had anybody like that in a long time.
But see, the problem here is with Sue is he's trying to walk the line as I'm a good guy.
Yeah, no, I'm a good guy. I'm actually a sweet guy.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. That's not what we're hearing, dog.
No, we're not. We're seeing a lot of evidence to the contrary. Even Jerome Harrison never says a word.
Yeah.
He just physically intimidates you.
I mean, James Harrison.
James Harrison, yeah. James Harrison physically intimidates you.
Yes.
He does not actually say, I want to eat your children for breakfast or anything.
The fact that Matt Ryan was able to come back onto the football field, that really helped the Falcons. I don't suspect the Falcons win that game. I was actually a little mad when I saw him go down because I was like, oh, great, because I changed my pick.
There you go.
But I was that he was able to, if he doesn't come back to win that game, I mean, to play in that game, they don't win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after he came back, he did hit Harry Douglas for a big pass.
He did, but he was limpy noticeably.
He was. So anyways, the final there, 23-16. The Atlanta Falcons are saying to the Saints and to the Bucks and to the rest of the NFC, hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah, we did have 13-3 last year.
We still are right here. All right, we'll move on to Games of the Week.
This one did not disappoint.
Can I say something? You know why I like being back at the Rave Cave?
Why?
Because we have this.
Oh.
Instead of this.
You didn't like. Bing, bing. Ding, ding. You thought that was weak sauce, huh?
Although someone did come up to the.
I haven't heard anyone say anything about it.
Someone came up to me at the Sport Cafe on Saturday night. It's like, oh, that was so awesome. I giggled the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
We just do crazy stuff, and people like it, so we'll just deal with it.
Thank you for saying stuff that time.
San Diego
I sure appreciate it.
Chargers travel to New York to face the Jets. We got this one wrong,
I'm
Jeffrey.
I'm so frustrated with my picks this week, Steven.
Yeah.
This is just awful.
Yeah.
How did I do? Do you know?
Do you want me
seven
to
and
tell
nine?
You?
What was
seven
it?
And six.
Seven and six.
Yeah, there's only 13 games.
I ended above 500 in a freakish week.
You did.
I'm almost going to cap tip myself here.
7-6.
God,
you're
going to
be happy
week.
With the 7-6.
No, but given what happened.
I'm not happy with
this.
This
was the least
six.
Of my concern. With the Jets beating San Diego, sure, that could happen.
Well,
but San Diego had this in hand.
When they jump out to a 21-10 lead at half.
Well, as we have learned this NFL season, you don't want to be winning. You want to be losing. Steven, we have had 21 come from behind wins this season. Do you know how many we had all last year? 23. No, I'm talking about all last season.
Oh, okay.
23. So far, we stand at 21.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Basically, you don't want to be winning. You want to be losing.
Yeah. The fact that the Jets were able to hold the Chargers without any points in the second half. Now, the Chargers have come out.
There's been a ton of problems
back and forth
with the Chargers
between these two teams.
Oh, yeah, they've been talking smack.
Afterwards, the Chargers were like, "Well, it wasn't the Jets. We stopped ourselves in the second half."
It's supposed to be the LaDainian Tomlinson love fest, and he goes and gets sick and can't even really play in the game.
But he played. He made some crucial plays. He made some critical
plays. But, Steven, I saw him sitting there on the sideline. He just looked like he was about to puke.
He was going
to
cry.
He was about to puke because he was so ill.
Well, the Jets did get back to their running game. Sean Green for 112 yards rushing, but it was all about Plaxico.
Three TDs.
And so, anyways, I don't know if you've seen the in the locker room, Rex Ryan talking to his team.
No.
He's like, "All right, so Plaxico, I know you've been having a hard time, you know, saying that, you know, we haven't been getting you the ball. Three touchdowns today, that's great, but we still need more from you. So, as a matter of fact, everyone has tomorrow off except for you and Mark Sanchez. You guys are coming back and you're working tomorrow."
Nice. Get on the same page, guys.
You guys are working tomorrow. Everybody else has to tell.
Absolutely.
Three TDs for Burris. He hasn't had a 3 TD performance since 2007. That's an awfully long time, dude. That's an awfully long time. Well, of course, you know, he was in jail for some of those. But
yeah, you know, that hurts.
But still, it's been since 2007.
It's really hard to have a good week when you're in prison.
Vincent Jackson has but disappeared for the San Diego Chargers.
The,
I don't know
the
where
injuries,
that guy is.
Steven, it's injuries. You know what it is.
One catch, though? He's on the field.
He's on the field, and these guys are playing hurt on the field. And I saw some throws today. The first time I've seen some highlights from this game.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers did a little throw like this, Steven. That was it. It's like he could not finish his throw.
This is audio. This isn't video.
You're supposed to explain what I did.
Oh, I see. Jeff kind of just – short.
Maybe a foot was all his arm went.
Really?
Where he needed to make the full throw, and the ball just barely came out. And that's not Philip Rivers, and I'm still questioning his fitness, especially with that sternum problem that he's –
Is he fit? That's what they keep asking over there.
Well, yeah, you talk about fitness, and that's a good phrase.
Is he fit?
It's a good.
Is he fit to what? Is he fit to be my friend?
Fit to be king?
Yeah. What is he healthy, Jeffrey? We say healthy.
Well, his health.
Yes, his health. Well, you know what? That rib injury. They're not talking about it in San Diego. Nobody's talking about it in San Diego.
Nobody's talking about it. But if you watch the film and watch Philip play, he clearly looks like he's struggling.
Well, Antonio Gates was back
this
in this game.
This may start affecting my picks. I doubt that I'm going to be taking the Chargers a whole lot going forward.
Well, then I'll start getting on some games on you.
It's about time.
Let's take the Chicago Bears at Tampa Bay. Live from Wembley. Live from where we were. Man, we had some great seats.
We really did. The 25-yard line,
yeah,
that was nice. About 40 rows up.
That was pretty impressive.
The fact that we were in seat 0-1
and 0-1.
No, my seat was 0-1-0-1.
Oh, yeah,
so the very
one, two.
First row, front seat in the press box. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
What I've decided
Albert Breer
that I
was
really,
behind us, dude.
Yeah, what I decided I totally like. Well, it's because we were international.
But
if
who was to the left of you?
Who was to the left of you? There were our guys. There were Sky website guys from Leeds.
.com?
Yeah.
And you didn't introduce me?
I'm sorry. I thought you had already talked to all the people. You got to there way before me.
And I went straight down to the field.
Okay, I see.
Because I had my magical wristband that lets me get onto the pitch.
The magical wristband was cool.
It rocks.
To just walk down there and people just like.
The security guy's like, "Dude, you're going to have to turn around and go back." "Oh, yeah?" And then you pull back the cuff of your sleeve.
Yes.
"I have the magical wristband that's all powerful."
Yes.
Mwahaha.
Yes.
Anyway, so no, I didn't meet hardly anybody because I spent all my time on the
cute
field.
Cute blonde Philly. How do I get down there with you? You can't unless you have one of these. How do I get one of those? Can you get me one? do you even know who I am? I mean, I'm nobody.
Somebody was asking you that?
Yeah, yeah.
You never
told
me this story.
I know, because I don't tell
so
you all the stories.
So many stories. We don't have time.
There's millions of them. Anyways, 27-21, the final score there.
Where's
San Diego Chargers. Chargers fall to 4-2, Jets to 4-3. Now the Bears and the Bucks. Wow, Lovey's tough, man. Lovey's tough guy.
I've got to say, people, this is the best reason to follow us on Facebook.
He eyeballed me again at the post-game press conference.
I know. The best reason to follow us on Facebook. Twitter's good, okay, and Twitter's generally sufficient. However, only on Facebook can we do stuff that we can put on polls and things like that. And we can hit you with literal up-to-the-second kind of stuff. And, yeah, it gets pushed out to Twitter, too. But the interactive capacity for people to go out and read the Chicago Tribune story that mentions Steven so prominently, and then for everybody to just kind of like, as a group, get around and laugh at Steven at his expense was really terrific. And you missed that on Twitter, the back-and-forth talk between people.
Yes.
So that to me, because that was a very special moment of the week, was
really.
And I will just make a very long story short. We on Friday did our regular Friday piece on Sky. We did it earlier in the day because of the Bears practice that afternoon at the Oval. So we did it earlier in the afternoon, and apparently it was just in time for Coach Smith to get to his hotel room, dump his junk, flip on the television, and see Sky Sport News and see us saying that the Bears should not have gotten there that late.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, we're in front of Coach Smith for the press conference. Steven asks a question about whether or not maybe they should have considered coming sooner, and Coach Smith points to him and says,
The question was, Coach, do you feel your team will be ready for Sunday, seeing as you just got off the plane?
Right.
And he's like, well, I just saw the telly, and he said telly.
He did. He was trying to be cute.
I just saw the telly, and I saw the telecast, and I know what you think. You had an awful lot to say about that.
Steven, I had just moved my seat to get a better shot of him at the podium, and I moved my seat right next to you.
Why did I have to sit next to you?
Why didn't I wait till just for the first question was asked to change, and I wouldn't have sat next to you after that
because
I wanted him to like me.
So
this went on all weekend. Then the beat writers pick up on the story and they want to talk about it. And then the final post-game press conference after the Bears beat the Buccaneers, and they beat them. I'm sorry, I'm not making excuses. I am explaining the injuries to the Buccaneers were simply too much. And it is a team's job to overcome injuries, but that got the best of them. The Bears were the better team, and they won that game. However,
the bottom line is, though, The Tampa Bay Buccaneers went into that game saying, we're going to be able to run against the Chicago Bears.
Absolutely.
Second play of the game, Ernest Graham, your second string running back.
Second.
Blows his ankle. You know he's now out for the year, Jeff.
Yes, I actually saw that today, and it made me very sad.
Ernest Graham's now out for the year. Great kid. We talked to him.
Liked him a lot.
We had a chance to talk with him during the week. And so now you're bringing in a guy called Lumpkin. Nobody knows.
By the way, in fantasy football land, you might want to go out and pick up Lumpkin. Never mind.
No, don't do it, because actually Blunt's coming back. He practiced today.
Did he?
Yeah. So the thing is, Jeff, that
I actually heard that Lumpkin was going to start this week.
The Bears, no, they're on a bye this week. Remember?
That's why he's not going to start this week.
So it was pretty cool. But the whole thing, and obviously the Bears win the game, and in the post game press conference, Jeff sent me to the Bears.
I didn't send.
You
I didn't
sent me
feed
to, the
you to the Bears. I followed my team.
So I went to the Bears.
And I adopted the Buccaneers, and I
was
stand
brave.
By that.
I wanted to take my medicine like a big boy. I sat in the front row, and the first question to Lovey, I decided I was going to wait a couple questions.
Not be the first question.
Not be the first question.
It's easy to get the first question.
The first question to Lovey was posed by a Chicago beat writer who was sitting right behind me.
He threw you under the bus.
Thanks. And he said, Coach, do you feel vindicated after this win, after all the criticism you faced for coming over late?
Which Bears reporter was that?
It was not the guy who wrote the article with me in it.
Okay.
It was
do you know his name?
I do not. Okay. The guy who wrote the article is Dave Hain.
Okay.
Dave Haugh, H-A-U-G-H. The guy who posed the question was the television guy. Okay. The Chicago
like
television
CSN?
Guy. NBC.
NBC Chicago. Okay.
And he asked them that. And so Lovey then looks at him for a second, turns to look directly at me, and proceeds to answer the question. He's like...
And he stared Steven down the entire time
while
and
he
you have to understand
question.
How unprecedented this is. You do not... When you ask a question in a press conference, you get the undivided attention of the person who's answering the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
The person who asks it gets the undivided attention. No matter how moronic the question, they stare at you the entire time. They can blink... But they don't look away.
Yeah.
And the fact that he started addressing the question to the guy, whoever it was, from NBC.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to turn his gaze to Steven for the rest of it. That is a break of etiquette in press conferences that was very intentional.
Yeah. He
and it was sending a message.
But the thing
Mr. Miranda.
You know,
you're wrong, Mr. Miranda. Yeah.
I did get to ask a couple questions, which he answered, you know, gracefully.
Well,
really
and then
nice.
You shook hands with him
and
later.
And then afterwards, he comes after. He did shake his
which
shake
is fantastic.
Hand,
so. I, which proves the class of Lovey Smith. Great guy.
So David Hall, the original beat writer who wrote the article with me in it, did as I was leaving. He said, thanks for all your information. He's like, hey, he respects what you have to say, so you keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, well, thanks.
It sure felt like I was getting in trouble. Because I tell you, Lovey, if I'm one of his kids, I understand why they go, why is Daddy always yelling at me?
Yeah.
He's not just got a funny sense of humor.
But look, the Bears, though, they jumped out basically to that early lead, 14-5 at the half. They scored again pretty quickly in the third quarter to make it 21-5. And then it was, Jeff, it was a matter of, uh-oh, can they hold on?
Right.
And to me, it still felt like in that fourth
quarter, trust me.
The Bucs scored 13 points, and it was like, if there were maybe 3 minutes left in that game.
Yeah. The problem was Josh forced that ball in there at the end.
He did.
And he still had two timeouts on the clock, and I talked to Josh about that after the game. And I said, I don't blame you for the interception. I said, unlike a lot of people, I don't think quarterbacks should be held accountable for last-second interceptions.
Right.
Brett Favre, whomever it is, Tony Romo, I don't care. If you are down there trying to bust your butt, drive the field to get a win for your team, and you still have that chance, you're going to force some balls sometimes. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yes, you should frequently throw them away, take a timeout, whatever, live to see another day, check it down. But you're going to, if you're the gunslinger, and look, Josh is a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Tony Romo's a gunslinger. Brett Favre's a gunslinger. These guys throw the rock. That's what they do. And I don't blame you for that, and I said that to Josh. I don't blame you for that, but what did you see, and what would you do differently next time? And Josh says, I would have thrown the ball out of bounds because I knew I had two timeouts. I knew that.
Yeah.
I did not need to make that throw, and they were driving, and they really did have every chance to win.
24-18, the final there. Both teams now 4-3.
Now, Steven,
as
I
they
ask
head
you this.
Into their bye week.
We've got to fly like madmen through
on.
These games. But I'm going to ask you, the Bears, the Lions, which team do you think finishes second in the NFC North?
The Lions.
Okay. There you go. I'm starting to wonder if it could be the Bears.
I'm not sure if the Bears beat the Lions.
When they go head-to-head?
When they go head-to-head.
Okay.
Houston at Tennessee.
Nobody's touching Green Bay.
Houston
at Tennessee.
We both had
really?
The Tennessee Titans. We've
really?
Been hoodwinked.
We have
We've
been.
We've been hoodwinked by the Tennessee Titans.
We went and gave you an ounce of respect, and this is your way of thanking us.
Thank you
very much.
Yes, 41-7 beat down. Houston came into town. No Mario Williams. No
Andre Johnson.
Johnson.
But Arian Foster looked
and
back to his
ben
old ways.
Tate. And Ben Tate. They both went over 100 yards.
I didn't know Ben
yeah,
Tate did, too.
Yeah, two guys go over 100
I
yards rushing on
you. I got rid of Ben Tate
you.
So long ago.
You got, hey, why? 102 yards rushing,
Little
man.
Little did I know. How about all the people who had Plaxico on their bench? But we won't go there.
Oh, you must have done that. I didn't.
No,
I
my son played. Did. My son had him on
Arian
the bench.
Arian Foster had 150 yards rushing and 119 yards receiving.
Nice job, dude.
Three touchdowns.
You rule.
That should have been offensive performance of the week right there.
Well, they've got – I saw the candidates. He's in there, but there was – you got your own kid out there.
Yeah, DeMarco Murray with his 253-yard
performance.
Let's
we'll
get to
on.
That
one. Must-see TV. Ooh, come on.
Wait a minute. The must-see TV, the Texans improved to 4-3. Titans fall to 3-3. And basically, Jeff, this was crucial for Houston. I got them going to the playoffs. I guaranteed it. This is showing I should have stayed on their bandwagon. I should have stayed on it. Shame
Maybe
on me.
Maybe your bandwagon is bad juju, Steven.
Shame on me.
Houston now leaves the division at 4-3 and is, that
Time
important tiebreaking.
Time for two must-see games. Washington at Carolina. This was the challenge game.
And Jeffrey I am the smartest man alive. Squeak. Oh, it felt good. Yeah. Do it again, please. One more time. I am the smartest man alive. Squeak. Oh,
I hate the squeak.
Yes.
Can get rid of the squeak.
We've tried to.
Squeak's starting to
we've
be
We've tried to get
noise.
It out, Steven, but he talks over the
who
squeak.
Who yells, I'm the smartest man alive? Who is this? Where'd you get that clip from, by the way?
I don't know what movie that was in, but it's clearly Sandler. We should, next year on Radio Row, he's going to be pimping another movie. We got to have him do that just without
just
the squeak.
Ask him, okay.
You realize you talked over this seagull that squeaks.
Yes.
We need it without the seagull.
Yes.
Either go back and get us the original soundtrack where we can eliminate that track or do it for us
right
now.
We'll play it for him, and then we'll say, can you duplicate
this, please?
Thank you.
All right. So,
anyways, I finally saw the movie that he was pimping on the airplane on the way
back.
Yeah,
what'd you think of it?
It was very funny. It was very funny.
Can we re-pimp it? Because
we
assumed it was going to be lame. That's why I needed all the hot girls.
Well, first
just
of all,
go
I
with
mean,
it.
If you're going to watch it, just watch for all the hot girls. God.
Jen Aniston, Brooke and Lynn
Decker.
And
Nicole
then there was
Kidman.
Nikki Kidman. Oh, my gosh.
Trust me, Jeff. I was like...
Eye candy.
And the scene that Dan Patrick is in? Oh, yeah. Next year, we're going to be talking Dan Patrick. When he's on the show next time, I'm going to be like, man, Dan, just shut up. There you go.
My laptop case is breaking apart.
See? That's what you get. Anyways, 33-20, Cam Newton. Oh, man, Michael Irvin's really starting to get that Cam song out there.
And I love
Cam Newton.
Look, this kid is fantastic.
256 yards throwing, rushed for another 59, scored another touchdown on the ground.
That's seven.
Threw another touchdown.
That's two away from you paying me some monies.
We made a bet.
When we're in Vegas, dude, you're going to be paying me to gamble.
I'm paying you to gamble.
You are.
What did we bet?
$100.
We bet $100?
It was a pretty good.
Who's he playing next week?
Did you say that word again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're such a naughty boy when you're tired.
Well, you know what? Let me sleep. Let me sleep for like two minutes.
No, I'll never let you sleep.
Can I sleep?
Dude,
so let's see who they got. Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
It's going to happen. Who's
they
next?
Got Minnesota next.
Oh, that's easy.
Man, come on, defense.
Defense. $100. Steven, it looked like
Tennessee. Tennessee will hold them to not run for it. Yeah, no, they won't.
It looked like a fool's bet at the time. And let me say, I've never been happier about being wrong. This league needs quarterbacks like they need cleats and balls and jerseys, okay? You got to have them. You can't play the game without them. And they now have a new Showtime quarterback in Cam Newton, and he is so much fun. So glad to be wrong. Washington, I'm sorry you're a mess. I'm sorry that you may not even make 8-8 this year. I'm very, very sorry because the quarterback situation, again, must get sorted out there. It's disgusting. Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders, Steven.
Yeah, why did we not make this change? The Kansas City Chiefs go into Oakland.
And Oakland said,
starts the game with Kyle Bowler. Bowler throws three picks. One of them is a pick six, gets returned for a touchdown.
And
then all
Coach
of a sudden
says,
it's like,
enough.
Let's bring Carson Palmer.
Let's bring in the kid. Palmer.
Carson Palmer time. Carson Palmer repays him by throwing three picks.
One of them returned for a touchdown.
Stop me if you've heard this.
A tale of two halves that looked the same.
28-0. Kansas City jumped out to an early 14-0 lead. Darren McFadden got hurt in this game. We're finding out, Jeffrey, it's not as serious as they originally thought. A little bit better there.
However, Stephen, I now ask you this. Riddle me this,
Ben.
Who finishes in second in the AFC West? Kansas City or Oakland?
I
would agree with you completely.
Kansas City Chiefs started 0-3. They looked down in the dumps. Nobody gave them any credit
whatsoever.
And now
they won three in a row. But their three losses were two good teams. Their three losses were two good teams. Their three wins have been against poor teams with this exception. And this team played poorly.
Yeah.
So Kansas City... Which Kansas City is for real? We don't know yet. When they play the Chargers, when we'll find out.
All right. Well, Carson Palmer, basically, he had rust. He was rusty.
Carson. Oh, Carson
was
looked
full
awful.
Of rust.
Golly. But he needed WD-40 and 4-0 steel wool.
But I think that some of that was applied.
He might have actually needed some just that steel wool that is like sandpaper. Gosh.
8 of 21 for 116 20
grit
yards.
Sandpaper.
No TDs, 3 picks. Here is the deal. The Raiders. Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Raiders.
The Raiders lose 28-0. How long has it been since they've been shut out?
200 games?
Something. It was something.
Ridiculous.
Was it that long? Was it that many?
I don't know. There was a record that was broken that was really long, and
yeah,
I don't remember what it was.
I don't think that
it wasn't
was
that one.
Yeah, that was the
okay.
The game. But still, 28-0. It was, however, the most lopsided road win for the Chiefs. They've never won by 28 points on the road. And they did it this week against the Raiders.
We're going to blitz through the games of importance in nap games just because of time.
Just real quick, 3-3 for the Chiefs, 4-3 for the Raiders. That division
tightens up a little bit. And frankly, San Diego.
Hey, San Diego.
Hey.
You know, had you won your game.
Yeah, you guys would have had some distance. But instead, that division gets tight.
Yes, very tight. All right, games of importance. Well, we're not even going to talk about this. Seattle at Cleveland, 6-3.
Wow.
Browns win. Next, St. Louis at Dallas. We're not even going to talk about this. 34-7. Dallas Cowboy beatdown for the first time. What?
No, I want to talk. Seattle at Cleveland, we have to
talk
about.
You want to talk about 6-3?
It was so bad.
6-3. Then you don't talk. We don't talk bad games.
You do. You say it was you so underscore bad. And go, damn, you guys suck. St. Louis at Dallas. Dallas.
Let me give you a stat there with Seattle. It's the first time in ever that they hold a team to 6 points or less and lose a game.
Seattle,
did you know that? Seattle was 42-0 when holding a team to
6 points.
Yeah, and not 42-0 when holding a team to 6 or less points.
Okay.
That's
a stat that you go on for forever.
You do. If you hold a team to 6 points, you win.
I went out and picked up the Cleveland Browns in fantasy football everywhere, their defense. Got me 4 points.
That's how bad that
That's what I'm saying.
Game was.
This game was
no
horrible.
Interceptions, no fumbles.
No sacks.
No sacks.
There's nothing.
The Browns defense didn't do anything special.
You held them to very few points. You should get more points than that.
No.
Okay, in my fantasy rankings, Seattle is 25th. Cleveland is 26th.
Really?
Thanks.
You got to flop them now,
I'm
right?
I'm going to flop them
okay,
right now.
Good.
They're going up as
all
soon
right.
as we get done here.
The St. Louis Rams travel to Dallas, and for the first time in a very, very, very long time, the Dallas Cowboys are not involved in a 4-point, 5-point game.
Beat a team that was bad.
Yes.
And they beat them resoundingly.
They did.
Oh, my God. That's what good teams
How
are supposed to do.
How about DeMarco Murray?
We can't say enough, but we don't got time. But 253 yards breaks an all-time franchise
record. And the 10th best in the history of the NFL. That's the 10th best
And he would have had more, but the guy just wasn't game ready.
He wasn't. In the fourth quarter,
he was out of gas.
One, and he literally ran out of gas where he's like, you know what? I'm now just going to cover the ball.
I'm not going to fumble.
I'm going to go down, let them touch me. And then he looks to the sideline like, please,
I need
could
to come
choose
out. I need a little breather.
Just a little breather.
Could you bring in Tashard Choice, please? Please?
So, good for the kid. Hopefully the Cowboys found a running game. Indianapolis, another game we don't need to talk about. Game is important.
Indianapolis and New Orleans,
62-7, beat down.
New Orleans was favored by 14.
Drew Brees had Skajuba's
five touchdown passes.
He only had 4 incompletions. He was 31 of 35.
Steven, I think the league did this just for us. Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football sucked out loud.
They did.
And that way we didn't have to see him.
We
did. That was okay.
And speaking of Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens travel to Jacksonville.
God.
And lose.
Come on.
If
Joe
Flacco,
show up.
If you are not a Jacksonville Jaguar fan, did you pick them to win this game?
Yeah,
I bet you even Jack fans didn't pick them to win this game.
No, I would love to know the percentage of people who picked this game.
12-7 final score,
what
4 field goals
game.
From Scooby-Dooby-Doo. 4 field goals, 12-7, Baltimore at nothing. Ray Rice got 8 carries.
Dad, come on.
8
And you're trying
carries.
To win this game? Seriously, coach?
Oh man!
Seriously.
So, anyways, that's bad. There, the Ravens fall to 4-2. Jacksonville improves to 2-5. If you can say they improved, but they're 2-5 now. Finally, the nap games. Well, I tell you what, some of these nap games were a little bit more exciting than some of those games of importance.
They were nappier for the wrong reasons.
Pittsburgh at Arizona, well, that one was it. 32-20, 12-point victory for the Steelers. Arizona's just bad.
They're just god-awful.
And, there are some players on that team that I feel sorry for.
Zona, though, you know, I got them 29th in my powerful ranking, Steven. They still got – there's three teams worse than them.
30th, man.
I don't know. I think the Colts could probably beat them.
I think so.
But, you know, when you're 0-6, you got to be there at the bottom. So
Denver at Miami – now, this is the game we alluded to earlier in the podcast. 50-0. You are winning 15-0 with 2 minutes, 44 seconds on the clock. Look, you're supposed to win the game,
right? I told everybody to take Denver. I told anybody that would listen. This was one of my upsets of the week. Come on, people. 2-point favorites for Miami? Give me one freaking reason that Miami should be favored by a point ever. They could play, Steven, they could play Pong, and they should be dogs by a good deal.
Pong?
Pong. It's an old video game. Yes, Wikipedia.
I know what Pong is.
They shouldn't be favored to tie their shoes. They suck.
I want to just real quickly just go over this, just so you understand what happened here. Okay?
We covered it earlier in the show. That's why I just think we should just move on to the Packers and Vikings and be done with it.
2-point conversion. How could you not say, okay, it's a 2-point conversion? You know who's going to get the freaking ball? Tebow! Everybody look at Tebow!
You not spy the quarterback.
It's Tebow Day in Miami!
I'm sorry.
They're going to go for a 2-point conversion! Who's going to get it? Tebow! All 11 guys on Tebow!
Okay, a little help with defending the new Denver Broncos.
Tebow!
Now, generally, when you have a mobile quarterback, you have what's called a spy. That's one guy that's assigned simply to watching the quarterback and making sure he stays contained.
Do you know how many spies they should have had on this play?
Well, I'm going to say 2.
11!
Steven would have 11. Which is how many you have on the field. Just basically everybody get open and 11 guys, just keep your eyes on Tebow and don't move. Just watch him.
That's the problem.
Go kill him.
That's the problem. They just watched him.
Okay.
Nobody tried to tackle
you're
him.
You're screaming. You're not going to make me play with the levels, and I'm too tired to play
I'm
with
sorry.
The levels.
Don't play with the levels, but seriously.
Green Bay at Minnesota. This, you are who you are, and Green Bay is really good and Minnesota's not.
Well, Green Bay, you know... They struggled.
You wanted to make it sound like it was more than it was. They took a big lead, and then they ran the ball.
Minnesota scored 10 points in the fourth quarter.
Because they were just running the damn ball.
No, they were not just running the damn ball. I'll give you the play-by-play. We don't have time.
Tell me over lunch.
They were trying to – Arizona and Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers were trying to get first downs, and they couldn't. Like, the Vikings defense turned it up a notch. The problem was they didn't have enough players on offense to get it done at the end of the game.
Okay.
And Tom Brenneman, he sounds like Joe Buck. Oh, that's right. You went out to party. I was the one left home watching the game.
Oh, what a jerk I am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I left you to watch football while I went to a party that I don't like. What a jerk.
I know. Finally, Monday Night Football. Oh, no, we're done.
We're done. I'm trying to tell you we're done. The byes were Buffalo, Cincinnati, okay. Yes. New England, New York, Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco.
We are done,
49ers.
And we've got – so kill me. We went 3 minutes overtime.
I shall kill
we
you.
We had a lot to talk
about. I made
about.
It clear I like hitting people.
I had London on my mind. I really love London. Can we go back, please?
It's a neat town.
Can we go back?
Neat town.
Can we go back to the Olympics?
They don't have us
we have
because
a, we have
guy
a place
doesn't
to
have
stay.
The, who's
the
leaving
the
town?
Lovely Deborah Harding said that they have a back house that we'd be more than happy to
really?
Open up to us.
She's
yes.
got to give us a reason. Deborah's got to hook us up.
Well,
with,
she, you know so, what? She is going to work for us. And as a matter of fact, I owe her an email that we got to get
Peace
to.
Peace out.
So we got to go, people. I'm Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Talk to you soon.